The text which serves as the basis for this morning's proclamation is from the New Testament reading for today, Ephesians chapter 3. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. This is the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today's text is a prayer prayed by the Apostle Paul. He is praying for Christians, he's praying for you, that Christ would dwell in your hearts through faith, that you would be grounded in and filled with the love of Christ. Love that surpasses knowledge. There's a couple of curious things about this prayer. First of all, that as Paul prays that Christ would dwell in the hearts of people, he is praying for people in whose hearts Christ is already dwelling. He is praying for something that is already true. He's praying that people who already know the love of Christ would come to know the love of Christ. People who already believe in Jesus as their Savior would know and comprehend and believe in Jesus as their Savior. He's praying for something that's already true. And secondly, the second curious thing is that Paul is praying that we would know something that, as he says, surpasses knowledge. He prays that we would know something that is unknowable, that we would be filled with something that we can never really get our arms around, something that goes on forever. And that something is the love of Christ, the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of Christ. Paul prays that we know this love, and yet this love of Christ surpasses knowledge. It is so deep and so high, so beyond comprehension. So Paul is praying that we would believe what we already believe and that we would know what we can never fully know. This tells us something about learning about God, the nature of learning about God. Learning about the love of Jesus is not like learning other things. With most things in life, you learn the thing, you grasp it, you get it, and then you move on to the next thing. You study the facts, you learn them, then you go on to the next subject. So there was that time in your life when you studied the driver education manual. You learned those facts. How many feet before the intersection do you turn on your blinker? You took the test. You got your license. But then you moved on. You don't dwell on this information. You don't keep a driver education manual in your pocket so that you can constantly refer to it. You're past that. You're done with that. Same thing with a lot of subjects. Algebra. Most of you studied algebra at some point in your life. You learned what you had to learn, the formulas, the equations. You got a passing grade, and then you moved on. And you're done with algebra now. You do not have an algebra textbook on your coffee table so that you can review algebra every evening. You've moved on. This is how learning works with most subjects. So then we assume that that must be how it works with the things of God. How did you learn about the love of Christ? Maybe you went to confirmation class. The pastor said, read this and memorize that and answer these questions in front of the congregation. And so you learn the material and you pass the test, and then what? you moved on to bigger and better things. There's no need today to go over all that material again. There's no need to re-study and review God's Word every night or every week. You did that. You're past that. So, when someone says there's going to be a Bible study on Ephesians, you say, I read Ephesians a while back. I already been through that. I don't need that. Or there's going to be a Bible study on the armor of God. You say, I remember learning about the armor of God. I went through that once. I don't need to go through that again. I have moved on to other things. Maybe this is why some Christians stop, or one of the reasons why some Christians stop going to church or stop going to Bible class. It's the same material over and over again. Have you noticed that? I bet you have. Stuff that I've heard before. There isn't a single thing that I can think of that we are saying today or reading in this worship service that we haven't said and read many, many, many times before. We're basically repeating ourselves every Sunday. Some Christians would say, why do I need to hear this again? And that's a fair question. Here's the answer. God's Word isn't like everything else you learn in this world. The love of Christ isn't something that you memorize and take a test on and then leave behind. The Apostle Paul here is praying that we would be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. Rooted and grounded. What does that mean? It means that you don't just take up the Word of God and then lay it down and go on to the next thing. It means that with this material, you stop and you stay here in the Word of God. You read again what you read before. You study again what you studied before. It's not just something that you pass by. This is foundational. Something you're rooted in, grounded in. That means you return to it over and over, growing deeper in your understanding each time. Through the Word of God, the Holy Spirit grows us in Christian faith, grounds us in Christian faith. As you return again and again to the Word of God, you come to know better and better the love of Christ. You grow deeper and deeper in Christian faith, the Christian faith that you already have. The goal here is to become rooted. Rooted in the love of Christ. Not just aware of it. Not just heard of it once. Rooted in it. Grounded in it. So how does that happen? Does it happen automatically? How does Christian faith come to know better the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge? Think about how a plant becomes rooted, especially in this part of the country where the ground is dry and hard and windblown and sun-baked and semi-arid. Can you just lay a seed on the ground and expect it to grow? Will the seed become rooted of itself through that hard surface? Probably not. In order for a seed to become rooted, the hard soil needs to be broken up and loosened, and then the seed can grow. The seed becomes rooted. In the same way, your sin-hardened heart requires softening, loosening, before you can become rooted in the Christian faith. So God goes in with His Word that cuts through that hardness like a knife. He confronts you with your sin and your selfishness, to which we say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And God leads you to the love of Christ and grows you in the love of Christ. The love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. And this is a repetitive process, because we're always going to be living with sin in this world. There's always more loosening and softening of your hard heart that needs to be done. There's always more forgiveness through Jesus that needs to be heard and applied. We need to hear often the good news that we are loved and our sins are forgiven in Christ and through Christ. He died and rose again for you, that your sins are paid for and removed from God's sight, and your hardness of heart is softened, and faith in Jesus is planted, and it becomes rooted, and then it becomes deeper and stronger, rooted more and more, day by day. In that daily, ongoing love of God in Christ, faith grows. It understands more and more, figures out what it means as far as applying these things to daily life. You think you've got it all figured out, but you don't. It surpasses knowledge. You think you've got it contained, neatly packaged, but you don't. It's bigger than you can imagine. So the nature of the Christian life, the nature of Christian learning about God and God's love, is to go again and again to study passages of the Bible that we've already heard. We come back to church week after week to hear the same things over and over again. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Almighty God in His mercy has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. I've heard that 1,000 times. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The Lord bless you and keep you. You say, I've heard this. This is repetitive. And Paul says, yep, that's right. That's on purpose. May we not just hear about Jesus once and then move on to bigger and better things. Paul says, may Christ dwell in your heart, where He is already dwelling. May you come to know even better the love of Christ, which is beyond knowing. May you be filled even fuller with the fullness of the eternal God. That's how rootedness works. That's how groundedness happens. Colossians 2 says, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. And Jeremiah 17 says, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. May God bless us with such a growing, rooted faith that we who already know the love of Christ would know it even better. May God increase in us the understanding of the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.